And I really didn't feel like the teams that we have played here so far, their guard play was anything special. And, of course, we've got terrific guard play. But this York team's got some quality guards, plus some big men. They've got a nice combination, and they're pretty physical. So I think we've really got our work cut out for us. But if we pass the ball and shoot the ball the way we have here in the last couple of games, we're still going to win this tournament.
Yeah. And one thing York also has is some quickness. But the one thing that kind of stands out among all that is the possibility of a size disadvantage, which is nothing new to the Silver Streaks, but when you start adding in some of those other elements that none of the other competition has been able to really throw at Galesburg up to this point, well, this would be an apropos championship game. And the Dukes have lost once in this tournament, so they have as much to play for tonight as the Silver Streaks do. If the Silver Streaks win, they're the outright champion. If the Dukes win tonight, then we've got a tie for the tournament championship with Duke, Warren, and GHS, because they all will have defeated each other, so there's no head-to-head advantage. And so it's by no means a done deal heading into this right now.
Yeah, and York has some depth, too. That's a number of the teams we've seen here have been a little short on depth in this tournament, and York can go pretty deep on that bench and bring some big people off of there. So
well,
that's
they've only got 19 kids listed on their roster.
They ought to trade a few to Manuka. They could use a few. They only had 11.
So the preliminary game prior to Galesburg about to wrap up with United Township leading Sterling by 6. By the way, Sterling gave Warren a heck of a game earlier today. Ended up losing it by 8, I think it was. But good contest there as we kind of stuck around for a good chunk of that one. Let's see, where it was 61-53. Yeah, Sterling ended up losing that game by 8. And then Warren came back and beat Marion Catholic 65-28.
Ooh, ouch.
In the game prior to the Sterling UT game, and then hit the road and headed home.
See, I think Marion was ready to get on the bus and go home, too, from 28 points. So they've improved as this tournament's gone along, and hopefully it'll be a good thing for them as they head down the road the rest of the season. And we can wish them all the luck in the world because we don't see them
That's
anymore.
That's right.
Used to be we'd play them in the regionals or had a chance for that, but not anymore.
York, meanwhile, comes into this game with an overall record of 11-6 after their win over United Township earlier today. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, riding that 11-game winning streak and have now improved to 17-3, but they'll need the 12th win here tonight in order to wrap up this Martin Luther King Championship. We'll take a break here on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear Jim Lee's interview with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jim and Mike Reynolds are coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now on the OSF St. Mary pregame show. And coach, a championship game here. You got a chance to win this tournament. You've set yourself up, but it's not going to be easy. This York outfit beat UT today, so they look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're really aggressive. They're really physical at the guard spot. We certainly got to come to play. If we don't, it won't be a very fun evening.
You have come to play certainly earlier today. There was questions, how up would you be? You jumped out to a big lead early. You're shooting the ball well, and I guess when you're shooting the ball well, things fall in place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just got to do what we do, you know, come out here and play, and we know we got little guys, and we got to still share the ball and move the ball, and hopefully when we get open shots, we'll make them.
Your ball movement has been fantastic in this tournament. What do you expect from York defensively?
Well, I think they'll be all over us. You know, they'll be aggressive. They'll be all over us. They'll be physical at the guard spot. They're going to try to bang us and push us and move us out of the way to try to play their game. And we certainly got to be aggressive with the ball and take it right back at them.
Your biggest concern, the number three, the good player they've got, the all-conference guy?
Yeah, Will Sullivan. You know, he's got Division I offers from Tulane and a few other places. And we certainly we got to be ready to defend him. Bucket will do a good job on him, and we'll probably have to switch some different guys on him.
They've got about four different guys with some height that doesn't look like they play big across the line, but they always keep two of those in there, so the board's again a concern.
Yeah, I mean, they're a concern every time we walk on the floor. We know we got to play with energy on the glass, and this game will come down to defense. Can we guard? You know, they're going to run about 40 sets. Obviously, we haven't went over all of them, but we got to be able to defend it, and you know, they're not going to show us anything that we haven't really seen. It's too late in the season for that, but I think we'll play well.
For teams in this tournament, have you mostly just scouted them as the tournament has gone along, or have you had a chance to see these guys before this tournament started?
A little of both. We've seen some tape on York before and Warren before and a few of the other teams before and Marion Catholic. Not Manuka. We saw them their two games here, but the other three we had seen before we kind of formulated in our head about how we'd like to play them, and we had seen York when they lost four out of five games earlier in the year when Will Sullivan was injured, and now he's back, and he's playing really well, and you know, and he's had some games of 25 points. So we got to certainly be ready to guard him.
We always enjoy seeing the lob play. It happens at least once a game to Chad Thompson. You also used it with Tremaine Carson earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another wrinkle in our offensive stuff. We got guys out there hugging our perimeter guys a lot, and so we set a couple back screens, and you'll probably see it here tonight because they guard us really hard. Now, hopefully we don't just start throwing it like crazy, but I think we'll throw it if it's there.
Through a tournament like this, do you have any sort of a diet and rest regimen you tell the guys, you know, don't eat too much at this point or this and that with two games a day?
No, we just want them to get hydrated and, you know, try to stay away from fast food and eat you know, something a little lighter during the day, and maybe their heavier meals at night, which is a little different than you normally would say. But for the coaches, I try to keep them out of the hospitality room because they seem to eat a lot. But I think we've got a good bounce to us. I think we're going to be okay.
I know the media's taking good care of the hospitality room, and so is the officiating crew. And do you want a game that's called tight? I haven't seen many called tight here in this tournament yet.
Well, it's very physical against UT and York. It was very, very physical. Hopefully they'll call a few more fouls than they did in that game because it was real rough and real physical, and that doesn't bode well for us.
Yeah. Well, you've been shooting free throws well, though, so that would be great.
Well, if they call them, we do.
Okay. Mike, thanks a lot. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds, Silver Streaks coach, as they get set for the big game against York tonight. If they win the championship of the Martin Luther King Tournament. We'll be back with more Silver Streaks pregame on WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
doggy spa supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks are preparing for the Elmhurst York Dukes in town, wearing the road green and white. The Dukes come in with a record of 11-6 and actually have won 7 of their last 8 games. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame show they lost 4 straight and 5 out of 6 at one point, but their Division I prospect, Will Sullivan, was injured at that particular time. And when he's in, they're pretty good. He's averaging 17 points a game in this tournament. Again, York, the only game that York has lost in this tournament, actually you have to go all the way back to December when there were 3 games played before the King tournament moved to this venue. Marion Catholic defeated York 66-57. Since then, they defeated Manuka 51-49 in their first game Saturday, down Sterling 60-41 in their second game on Saturday, and then earlier today, down United Township 71-64. So this is a Dukes team that comes in, again, having won 7 of its last 8. The Silver Streaks have won 11 in a row. So I guess if you want a good championship game matchup, yeah, we've got it.
Yeah. You put a little asterisk by it in the fact that York didn't have to play Gurney Warren in this tournament.
True.
Everybody got to miss somebody, and they picked a pretty good team to miss. But bottom line is that if they come out here and beat Galesburg on their home court, they've earned it. And so we'll see what the Streaks can do. Again, I'm starting to get a little too confident with this bunch, but after the last few performances especially and the way this team has played so well together, it's pretty hard to bet against them. They might not win, but they're playing about as good as I think you could ever have this group of guys play.
Earlier today, if you were with us, the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team's 13-game winning streak came to an end to a good Morton High School team. Streaks lost by 11. And Morton is now 17-3, so they didn't lose to any slouch by any means. And, in fact, Coach Evan Massey has identified this part of the season as being about the toughest stretch that his team will face. And they got a good test earlier today at Knox College, and unfortunately for the Streaks, came up on the short end there. They'll be back in action coming up later this week, taking on Rock Island. So good return to action there, and the first place in the Western Big Six Conference is on the line in that game.
Well, and probably a little more coachable now after that one today. You know, I mean, not that they aren't already, but sometimes you find out where you still need some work after a long winning streak, and I think Morton exposed that today. Some terrific pressure defense, and that drought in the third quarter. I think the Streaks went almost seven minutes without scoring in the first part of the third quarter, and that ended up costing the ball game.
By the time they finally scored, it wasn't from the field, it was at the free throw line,
yeah,
too, and they finally got that first point.
They were up 5 at half, but that went away pretty quickly.
We'll wrap up the OSF St. Mary Medical Center pregame show here from John Thiel Gymnasium. It's the Galesburg boys and the Elmhurst York Dukes coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Of course you love the old place, but with your husband gone, every corner has a memory. You call the kids to get the things from the upper shelves, and well, some days you feel like you're calling too much. Your health is fine. I mean, for someone who isn't a kid anymore. You don't need a nursing home, for goodness sakes, but you want to live at the Kensington.
The Kensington isn't a nursing home. Bring your favorite things from home, even your car, or start fresh. You're as independent as you want to be, but there's help 24 hours a day. Even financial assistance is available.
I'm Chris. Come tour the Kensington this week.
3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. This tri-level home on Dayton and Galesburg has many updates and is ready for new owners. Cherry tree hickory cabinets, 3-season room with hot tub. Check out this property that's for sale by owner in Galesburg by logging on to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
At John Field Gymnasium, the Galesburg Silver Streaks will do battle with the York High School Dukes for the championship of this Martin Luther King tournament. Silver Streaks will start the same starting five as they have become accustomed to since Garrett Williams returned from his suspension 10 games ago. So Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Garrett Williams, and Brandon Thompson are the four-guard starting lineup. And then Chad Thompson at 6'6", the post player. And the Silver Streaks, I think, were glad to be able to play a number of players in that win over Manuka earlier today that allowed them to maybe get a little bit of rest for the starters heading into what's amounting to the championship game of this King tournament tonight. For York, led by 6'3 senior Will Sullivan, as Coach Mike Reynolds indicated, is being recruited by a couple of Division I schools, most notably Tulane. David Cohn, a 6'2 sophomore. Joe Martino, just a 5'10 senior, along with Cody Kleithermes, a 5'10 senior also. And Mike Despinich, a 6'4 junior, represent the starting five for the York Dukes. No starting lineups again tonight from Gary Mitchell, so we are ready to go here at John Thiel Gymnasium. The Silver Streaks get to wear the home white tonight as the York starters come out of the huddle. The players shake hands, give low fives, high fives. Always a pleasant start to the game. And Joe Thompson, Aaron Furrow among our officials tonight. And Joe will go into the midcourt circle and jump this game underway. It's a championship of the Martin Luther King Holiday Classic. Second year of this for the Silver Streaks. And York wins the tip into the backcourt to Mike Despinich. And Will Sullivan, the Division I recruit, plays the point, leading things off for the Dukes. Handoff to the right side over to Kleithermes. Now left side over to David Cohn. The sophomore dribbles it back toward midcourt. Now left side pass goes to Kleithermes. Brings it back out to Sullivan. Right side, Joe Martino. And everybody has touched the ball on this opening possession for the Dukes, wearing the Kelly green white with the white trim down the side. York 3-1 in the tournament. Silver Streaks 4-0. If York wins, we create a three-way tie for the championship. A missed three from the left side. And Garrett Williams picks up where he left off in the first game with a rebound. Garrett had five boards in the win over Manuka earlier today. Davis right side over to Ryan McElmurray. Streaks down below us, moving left to right. And a five-second call as Ryan was just standing there. Not really difficult pressure on him by any means, but just close enough as the officials were counting it off. And McElmurray, unaware, turns it over. Approaching the seven-minute mark, we are just underway at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks in their first ever meeting with Elmhurst York. On the outside, Cohn, the sophomore, all the way back toward the midcourt circle. Now dribbles right. Hands off to Martino, the senior. Swing it around to the left side, over to Kleithermes. He'll dribble it back out. And lots of perimeter play between these two teams here in the early going. Not much on the inside for either club so far. York does have a big man, Mike Despinich, at 6'4", a senior, strong-looking kid. Very athletic build, and he looks to be in good shape, a good, strong player down low. Hasn't touched it yet on this possession. Down the lane, Cohn drives, shot rolls off, and there's Despinich for the rebound. His putback won't go. Garrett Williams gets a hand on the rebound, ball deflected out into the hands of Joe Martino. Now the left side three for Kleithermes, rolls off, and the rebound to Brandon Thompson. Here come the Silver Streaks in transition. Up court to McElmurray. Galesburg turned it over on its opening possession. We have 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Williams dribbles between two defenders, kicks it back out to Davis. Now on the outside, Chad Thompson. Brandon, lane is open. He takes it, and the shot rolls through in a three-point play possibility.
As we said earlier today, Brandon has had a weekend plus full of three-point play opportunities, and York made the mistake of leaving the left side of that lane open. He exploited it. And as so often happens, he finishes at the rim. That ball danced around for a while but fell down, and he hits the free throw or has a chance. Yes, no, knocks out.
Spins around and out. to Spinach with the flat-footed rebound. Everybody for the Silver Streaks basically had gone back to play half-court defense under the assumption that Brandon would make that one. And it just spun around and out. Penetration, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Garrett Williams, and York will hang on to it. Cohn dribbled into some traffic and got caught up jumping up into the air. It was in no man's land, and he was bailed out when Williams touched it before it went out of bounds. On the inbounds, Cohn with it now. To the outside, into the hands of Martino, looking left as McElmurray guards Will Sullivan, who's averaging 17 points a game in this tournament. Down the left side.
Nice.
And a block from behind by Chad Thompson. Clythermas blew past Garrett Williams. Chad Thompson came over from the backside, blocked it, and it's out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
York making a case they thought that should have been their ball, and I guess I could see why they argued, but we're on the other end of the court.
Brandon Thompson out high into the free throw line. Now gets off to Garrett Williams. Gets it behind him to Chad Thompson for three. Good.
Chad on both ends. The big block and the three-pointer as the Streaks jump out early.
5-0 is the Silver Streaks lead. We've played 3 minutes in this opening quarter. First ever battle with the Dukes of York High School out of Elmhurst for the championship of the Martin Luther King Classic. And a whistle away from the ball. We've got a hook foul called on Mike DeSpinnis. Little forearm. And that's a foul away from the ball. First turnover on the Dukes and the first team foul as well. Sorry, second team foul on the Dukes. The earlier one was on Martino that sent Brandon Thompson to the free throw line. Now Thompson with it now. Juggles the pass. Gets it to Thompson down the lane, up and in. And that was a strong move by Chad Thompson.
That's a move he wouldn't have made a year ago. Chad has gotten much more confident, more mature, and taking the ball to the basket aggressively.
7-0 is the Galesburg lead. Thompson drew some contact going down to the lane, but he held on to the ball all the way and went up for a nice strong shot. Hand off to Sullivan, drives into the lane, pull up, fade away at the free throw line, off the back of the rim, rebound deflected into the hands of Martino. His fade away from the baseline won't go. Brandon Thompson gets the rebound. Silver Streaks in transition. McElmurray shovels it over to Thompson. Through the lane. Contact. Oh, and an offensive foul called as DeSpinach was there waiting. Maybe Brandon lowered the shoulder a little bit. That's what Joe Thompson blows the whistle for. And it's the second turnover on the Silver Streaks.
Well, Brandon didn't argue that much, which most of the coaches tell the players not to anyway, but you can usually see a look or something from the player that says, I don't think so, but Brandon just turned and headed the other way.
Midway through the first quarter, Sullivan drives left side, got a step on McElmurray. That's tough to do. And McElmurray with a quick, or Sullivan with a quick first step pass. McElmurray freed him up to take it to the basket for his first hoop of the game and the first points of the game for York. Silver Streaks now lead 7-2. Williams on the right side, covered up by DeSpinach, needs help, gets it off to Dalton Davis, guarded by David Cohn. Davis around a screen, intended for Garrett Williams, and it goes off Garrett's hands. Good penetration defense by David Cohn to contest the pass, and that's the third turnover on the Silver Streaks in the early going.
Seeing a team here in York that's playing some pretty good defense. Galesburg, though, when they get a shot, perfect so far, 3 out of 3, including a three-pointer.
Bounce pass to the free throw line. Sullivan shoots over McElmurray. Ball rolls off, rebound through the hands of DeSpinach. Chad Thompson chases it down for the Silver Streaks. Now right side three, Dalton Davis drains it. From behind the arc, 8-point Silver Streaks lead. Davis's first basket of the game. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks on top, 10-2. Cohen on the dribble on the outside. Three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore in the starting lineup for the Dukes. And a 5-second call as Cohn dribbled the ball too much, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Second turnover on the Dukes.
Yeah, you don't see that one called very often. He wasn't very happy with the call, but they've called a couple of those, one holding the ball, one dribbling, so they're keeping an eye on that.
Right side on the perimeter, Dalton Davis works it to the top of the circle. Brandon Thompson gives it right back to Dalton, deflected out of bounds. Little reach back by Clythermas, knocked out of bounds in front of the Duke bench. Into the game for the first time, Phil Ganser, a 6-foot senior for York. First substitution of the game for either club here in the early going. York will go deeper on the bench than the Silver Streaks will have a tendency to do. Unless the game gets out of hand, then Silver Streaks will get as many players in as they can, obviously. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg on top, 10-2. Championship game of the Martin Luther King Holiday Tournament. Backdoor cut. McElmurray shoots it up and in over Clythermas, who stood his ground trying to draw the contact. There was a little bit of contact, but no foul called either way. Galesburg by 10. First basket for McElmurray.
Yeah, terrific body adjustment by McElmurray and a good look from Brandon Thompson on the give and go, and he forces a turnover.
Nearly stolen away by Thompson. And Clythermas trying to get the dribble back, apparently stepped on the sideline, at least according to official Joe Thompson, who was standing right there with a good look at it. So the third turnover on the Dukes, and a terrible pass by Williams on the inbound. Pressure in the backcourt, and then the missed layup by Cohn, Williams comes down with a rebound.
He was right under the basket, uncontested, and missed it, and it is a lid on that thing right now for York. They have yet to find, I guess, just one field goal
one
so
basket,
far.
Yep. Got him, what, one of nine. Here's a three by Davis from the corner.
And we've yet to miss.
Davis' second three, almost the same spot, and the Dukes call a timeout. Silver Streaks leading 15-2. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL congratulates Kelly Marfel of Galesburg, who won $100 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
A few more turnovers in the first quarter than we've seen from the Silver Streaks recently, but just as much energy and hot, hot shooting has propelled the Silver Streaks to a 15-2 lead over the York Dukes in the final game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. A shot of the way on the opposite end by Will Sullivan. Won't go down. Scramble for the rebound. Ryan McElmurray saves it to Thompson. Outlet to Chad. Lost it on the way up and then knocked out of bounds under the basket by Brandon Thompson. And York will get it back. Well, bodies hitting the floor all over the place. Chad was contested a little bit on the way up to that one. I don't know if switching the hands caused him to lose the ball on that one, or if it was the defense by Cody Clythermas. Now here's Sullivan driving to the other end. Off-balance shot. Throws it over the basket and knocked out of bounds. A whistle. I think we have a rebound, a foul on the rebound, and that is number one of the game on David Cohn for York.
Silver Streaks gave York three cracks at the basket one time, but since that time we've been sealing off very well on the boards. It's one of those games, too, you can't just go up and yank it down. Sometimes you have to have a couple of you there, tip it to your teammate and get going, and we've seen some of that.
Streaks break the press. Thompson in traffic now, forces up the shot against a double team and a blocking foul called on Phil Ganser, the 6-foot senior off the bench. And Brandon will get a couple of free throws here. Into the game, Tremaine Carson for the Silver Streaks at the next whistle, and a couple of substitutions for York coming in as well. 107 to go first quarter, Jim.
Contrast in coaching styles. The coach for Gurney, Warren, was up yelling the whole time, good or bad for his team. And meanwhile, you've got York's coach, Dominic Cannon. I don't think he's stood up yet. Kind of sitting there, taking it all in. His team down by 14 points, but seems to not be too worked up about it yet.
His first season as head coach here at York has been a good one. Second free throw missed by Brandon, and the rebound by Rob Crow, who checked into the game for York. Brandon only one of three from the free throw line. If there's been any weakness to the Streaks game here in the first quarter, it's the free throw shooting. But Galesburg still leads 16-2. Now they extend the defense on Sullivan all the way out to half court. Top of the circle it goes now to Ganser. Pass goes on to the right side by Jake Rizutko, who's into the game off the bench, a 5'8 junior. Wait till we spell his name for you. Right side, Sullivan driving on McElmurray, and a foul on the floor. Looked like Sullivan might have pushed off a little bit, but McElmurray gets called for the blocking foul. His first, only the team's second, with 36.9 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, we're told they haven't been calling many fouls all day out here, hence the game actually starting on time on an eight-game run. That's very unusual, with only an hour and 15 between every game. Of course, they're not doing starting lineups, only, what, eight or 10 minutes to warm up tops, and so they've kept things moving out here.
And if you're York, heading back home to Elmhurst tonight in spotty weather, to say the least, you probably appreciate the fact that they're doing everything they can to keep this on time. Ganser with a pull-up jumper off the dribble is only the second basket of the first quarter for the Dukes. Galesburg leads 16-4 with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thompson across midcourt with 10. Still on the dribble with 8. Now passes off to Garrett Williams with 6. Garrett lobs it over to Thompson with down to 3 to go. Brandon drives, pulls up on the low blocks, dumps it off to Tremaine. He gets the basket at the buzzer and the foul. It's 18-4 Silver Streaks. A basket and the foul at the first quarter buzzer, and the Streaks will have a chance to add to the lead with no time showing at the end of one.
Everything going well for the Streaks right now, and they made that happen. I thought sure Thompson was going to take the shot as he drove baseline, got two men on him, dropped it off to Tremaine, who was floating down the lane, and just basically had to drop it in and got the foul.
And the free throw is good.
And now we've got a technical,
and a technical
on York.
Technical foul called on Dominic Cannon. So Garrett Williams immediately sprints to the free throw line, ready to shoot some free throws.
Well, so much for my thoughts on the calm and collected coach.
Been no shortage of technical fouls called in this tournament, have there? Including the 4 that we had in the Galesburg Marion Catholic game back on Saturday. First free throw by Garrett is off. Tremaine Carson, Chad Thompson, Brandon Thompson, Ryan McElmurray, Dalton Davis have all scored, and if Garrett can score here, he does. 6 Silver Streaks players have scored in the first quarter. It's 20-4 Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Wheelchair, walker, crutches, cane? Does the device that's supposed to help you get around sometimes make it more difficult for you to go places? V&A Transportation just got a new 2010 wheelchair accessible van to serve individuals with disabilities in Knox County. Just give them a call. And for $2, the V&A van will pick you up at your home and deliver you to the entrance of wherever you're headed. With the V&A van, you'll never feel like a burden. Go where you want, when you want, and get your freedom back with V&A Transportation. Available Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, nights and weekends by appointment. Call 342-1152.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. What a quarter for the Silver Streaks, who lead York 20-4 after one championship game of the Martin Luther King Tournament here in Galesburg. McElmurray, Dalton Davis, the Thompson, or Brandon Thompson, that is. Now a tip into the backcourt, stolen away by Phil Ganser. Gets it over right side, basket by Sullivan, and a foul. And York comes out energized after that technical foul on Coach Dominic Cannon at the end of one, and a chance at a three-point play would nearly double their game output here.
Well, talking that time after Sullivan made the basket, I think he shouted back towards McElmurray's direction,
who drew the foul, his second.
So York comes out breathing fire after Galesburg puts up a four-point play at the end of the first quarter with the technical plus the three-point play by Carson.
One technical free throw made by Garrett Williams. Here's Ryan McElmurray. Lost his man on the outside. Good penetration to the basket and a blocking foul called down low. That'll be the second of the game on Phil Ganser. And McElmurray will get to shoot a couple of free throws here. 20-7 is the Galesburg lead over the Dukes out of York High School in Elmhurst. First quarter stats while we've got a stoppage of play here, Jim.
Galesburg 7 out of 8 from the field, including 3 trays. York was ice cold, 2 out of 12. First free throw by McElmurray is good. Turnovers, Galesburg 4-2 is what I showed.
I had 3 for York.
3 for York. And the rebounds, we didn't get a chance to compare either. Galesburg had for 8 and York for 5.
Right. York 0 for 2 from 3-point range. Silver Streak made all 3 of their 3-point attempts. Second free throw by McElmurray is off the back of the rim. Streaks are 4 for 8 as a team in this from the free throw line in this game. Leading 21-7, though. Sullivan drives, kicks it out to Cohn for 3. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Sullivan takes it away from Carson. Short arms to follow, and McElmurray comes up. Yep, McElmurray with the rebound, and Sullivan is down at the other end. And now Joe Thompson blows a whistle and stops the clock at 7:11 of the first half, and Sullivan is still down on his stomach. And Denise Polworth, a trainer for Galesburg High School, is out to check with him.
Yeah, he went down on. He got way up in the air, and that's
his head.
It's one of the things when you're a high flyer, and Sullivan can really get up, and he was going after it that time, and came down and lost his feet out from under him, and he didn't land that hard on his back, but his head snapped back and hit the floor. He's sitting up now, but that was a brain duster for sure.
Who did I see? Somebody else did that in a game this weekend. I think it was a college game over the weekend. Somebody else went down and really, same kind of thing, went down on their back, but then their head snapped back and hit the floor really hard.
You know, it really is amazing if you watch a lot of basketball, especially when you get to this level and then into college and the NBA. And I mean, how high some of these guys go and the way they land on the floor when they get fouled around the rim. And sometimes they don't get a hand down at all, land on their back, hit their head, on their hip. It's amazing there aren't more major injuries.
Somebody comes down on somebody else's ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Rolls their foot over. So Sullivan is over. He walked off under his own power. He's behind the York bench talking to Denise Polworth as Brandon Thompson penetrates and then from about 10 feet away banks it in from the right side. 23-7. Galesburg by 16. Thompson with 5 in the game now. Just past the 7-minute mark of the first half. On the drive, Clythermes dumps it off under the baseline and the baseline drive by DeSpinich puts it up and in and a foul and a chance at another three-point play for the Dukes, who scored only 4 points in the entire first quarter. They've already put up 5, having played a minute 19 of the second quarter.
It's like the Dukes a little more focused on going to the basket here after the timeout. I don't think they've launched anything from the perimeter. They're taking it right to the hoop.
Foul on Tremaine Carson, his first. 4 team fouls on Galesburg. To the free throw line, DeSpinich cans the free throw. He has 3 points in the game. 23-10, Galesburg by a Baker's dozen. Little token full court pressure by the Dukes in the backcourt.
Nice body check by Cohn on to Garrett Williams over here. Williams just laughed and looked at the official.
Tremaine Carson on the dribble out high, takes a big step, keeps his pivot foot, now picks up his dribble, right side over to Garrett Williams in the corner. Now Williams picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Brandon Thompson. McElmurray's out of the game with 2 fouls right now. Ill-advised pass by Brandon Thompson through the lane on a bounce. And now Tremaine Carson ties up Marlo Harris after the turnover, and that'll give it right back to the Silver Streaks on the alternating possession. Good heads-up play by Tremaine, keeps it on Galesburg's end of the floor. Harris just checked in as he replaced Will Sullivan, and good to see Sullivan is on his feet at the scoring table ready to check back into the game after he gets the clearance from Streaks athletic trainer Denise Polworth. Dalton Davis drives, now kicks it back out to Garrett Williams, trying to lose his defender out high. Passes over to Tremaine Carson, who drives with a right hand, gets blocked. Mike DeSpinich comes up with a rebound at the other end. York penetrating, very strong to the basket. Cohn misses the shot. Rebound under the basket. No man's land for Rob Crow, forces it up, and now a foul called. I mean, he was way deep under the basket, had no chance to make that one as he put it up. And then DeSpinich on the rebound will go to the free throw line after Dalton Davis's first free throw and the 5th foul on the Silver Streaks.
Well, York didn't pack it in at the quarter break. They're playing inspired basketball right now, hard on both ends of the court as the first free throw is good from DeSpinich. And the defensive end not giving us anything. Even Garrett Williams, who sometimes other teams will kind of let him loose, but they've seen him hurt other teams in this tournament, so Garrett's getting covered up out on the perimeter, and the Silver Streaks still going to have their work cut out for them here, even though they're up 12 with this York team playing so hard.
Sullivan back in the game at 6'3". Good strong-looking senior guard. Second free throw by DeSpinich. Rolls through. He's got a nice shooting touch at 6'4", and it's 23-12. The Dukes have pulled within 11. 5:45 to go first half. Silver Streaks led 20-4 at the end of one quarter. They've been outscored 8-3 to begin the second quarter. McElmurray to Brandon Thompson at the top of the circle. Man defense by the Dukes. Thompson gets in, kicks it out to Chad Thompson, who misses the three and the rebound. DeSpinich walks over and picks it up off the floor. At the other end, Cohn, top of the circle. DeSpinich shoots a three. That one's off the back of the rim. Brandon Thompson goes up high for the rebound. Leads the break to the other end and down low to Chad Thompson. Lays it up and in. Good lead pass. Finds Thompson under the basket and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A full timeout with 5:15 to go in the first half. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion.
developing relationships, and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Bob Clark is our guest tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News. He'll tell us about the Casino Night event, a fundraiser for the Knox-Galesburg Symphony on WGIL.
Crowd here at John Field Gymnasium, wrapping up a three-day holiday weekend, and then the high school is going back. In fact, all of District 205 goes back into session tomorrow to begin the third quarter, term three, after a 27-day holiday layoff. So some of the kids are in the stands tonight. We saw not a bad student section on Saturday night and the big win over Warren, and maybe a few more kids here tonight, minus the Galesburg girls basketball team, which was the big cheerleaders in the game on Saturday night as York turns it over on the opening possession coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Fifth turnover on the Dukes.
Yeah, surprise double team as Brandon Thompson came over there and caught Cone off guard. He took the big stride and got called for it. You know, you mentioned school starting tomorrow. I know all the teachers are 100% ready for it to start. I know the one to my left completely prepared, right?
Oh, sure.
Right?
Oh, right. You bet. Alton Davis on the dribble along with the two Thompsons. Brandon drives, sidesteps the defender, lays it in with the left hand. Good strong bank shot using the glass after he just moved his left a little bit to avoid the contact. In fact, all five starters for the Silver Streaks are back on the floor right now. At the free throw line, kicking out to Cone. He'll shoot the three from the left wing. Rolls out. Had a good look at it, but he just spun around and popped down into the hands of Chad Thompson for his third rebound. 27-12 Galesburg, just short of its biggest lead of the game so far. Davis gives off to Chad Thompson, gives it to Brandon in the near corner down below us. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter, now it's poked away. Sullivan picks up the loose ball and one-handed jam at the other end.
He can really get up.
And set himself under the basket and stuffed it through.
Second time Brandon has had his pocket picked in this first half.
Davis with it on the right wing, out high to Garrett Williams. Now McElmurray with it, guarded by Cody Kleithermans. Brandon in traffic, kicks it out to McElmurray, reverses over left side Davis, now into the near corner. Chad Thompson dribbles it back out up the sideline. 3:45 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead 27-14. Seven turnovers on the Silver Streaks, only five on York in the early going, and that's something that is typically in Galesburg's favor. Just an indication of how good this Dukes team can be. McElmurray dribbles over, hands off to Brandon Thompson. A little bit of everything going on here at GHS right now as the wrestlers. Here's Williams down the lane. He goes up and in with one hand. His first basket of the game, 29-14. You see the dividers on the far side behind the scoreboard partially open. And through there we see a little wrestling clinic going on as a foul at the other end with penetration of York on the way to the basket. Coach Mike Reynolds has the bewildered look on his face. Sixth team foul on Galesburg. Second foul of the game on Brandon Thompson.
Now you can see why Will Sullivan is sought after, because he's got great skills. He leaps well. He's very competitive. I mean, you can just see the fire in the kid, and he's be physical when he wants to be. Handles the ball real well, and he's good.
Down the lane, ball kicked away, and right back out to David Cone after Sullivan's dribble. Now Cone takes it down the right side of the lane, and then misses the layup. Second time he's missed from point blank range in this game. McElmurray comes up with the rebound and then throws it away into the hands of David Cone, who then travels with it, trying to lead the break the other direction. Eight turnovers now in the first half on the Streaks. Six against the Dukes, 2:49 to go first half. Silver Streaks in command here in the early going, leading 29-14. Williams to inbound in front of the scoring table, looking into the backcourt, does get it into McElmurray. Into three-quarter court, now he brings it across the timeline to Brandon Thompson. 2:40 to go first half. Chad Thompson off to McElmurray. Lots of movement by the Silver Streaks, cutting in toward the basket. McElmurray with a hesitation drive gets it over to Dalton, fakes a three, reverses directions on the dribble back to Chad Thompson. McElmurray down the lane, kicks it into the corner. Thompson out to Garrett Williams for three, off the front of the rim, and the rebound. Ryan McElmurray is going up trying to poke it out over the hands of Kleithermas, and Kleithermas kind of undercut him,
third
backing
foul
up, and that's a third foul on Bucket.
Yeah, that's not where you want to pick up your third, because he had no chance at that anyway. He's mad at himself. He immediately walked over to the bench. He knew he was done for the half.
2:24 to go first half.
I thought Williams' shot was down. We ran that really well and set up Garrett, and the shot just rimmed off.
I did too.
But York's playing some real solid man-to-man defense. It's all we can do to get an open shot right now.
Phil Ganser to the free throw line. I thought it was Clythermas who backed up underneath him. But it'll be Ganser to the free throw line, and he misses the 1-1. Chad Thompson goes up high, comes down with a rebound. Garrett Williams hits the deck. Now Thompson falls down, and a foul called on York. This one will be on Clythermas, and we'll walk it to the other end. And Chad Thompson will shoot a 1-1 bonus.
Solid rebound by Chad Thompson. Again, we're talking about how much more physical he's become as he's grown up here, and he's had to be. You know, I think that was one of the things that Coach Reynolds said, you know, you're our 6'6 guy. I mean, you may not be playing the post because you shoot too well, but still we need you in there doing some of the dirty work, and he's been blocking shots, getting rebounds, and doing some of those good big man things.
Averaging just under 5 rebounds a game. He already has 4 boards in this game. Hits the first free throw. Thompson has really upped the free throw percentage in this tournament. He came in at just a little under 61% for the season at the free throw line. He's now up to 67%. As he makes both here. So he's got some things figured out with his free throw shooting touch as well. And Galesburg has its biggest lead of the game now at 31-14. And a 30-second timeout on the floor called by Galesburg with 2:21 to go in the first half.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of the other games that we had seen York play here, they had actually started a 6'5 freshman, Frank Tuohy. We call him Carrot Top. You can't miss him, a redheaded kid. But he's yet to see the court, I don't think, in this one here tonight. So.
Nope.
They've experimented a little bit, I think, in this tournament as well. And as we said, they've got a big roster, 19 players, a nice mixture of underclassmen and upperclassmen. They will certainly miss, obviously, Will Sullivan, the senior guard is their leader. But this Cone, just a sophomore, a good one. He doesn't have the size that Sullivan does. Actually, I guess he's less than about an inch shy. He doesn't look that big out there. But a very confident player as well. So you'll see York win their share of games if you follow them up in their league this year.
Sullivan with it now, travels with it. Chad Thompson was there waiting for him as Sullivan dribbled to the top of the circle, tried to put a little hesitation move, and I think Chad maybe came up on him a little quicker than he intended to, or than Sullivan expected. And as he picked up his dribble, he stutter-stepped. Williams under pressure in the backcourt. Brandon Thompson up court to Dalton Davis. Streaks with numbers now. Pass over to Williams. Near corner, Chad Thompson for 3 off the back of the rim. And a one-handed rebound on the weak side by David Cohn. Leads a break to the other end. Passes it over right side. Clythermas hits a 3 from the right side. His first basket of the game. They ran that transition well. It's 31-17. Silver Streaks by 14. Thompson will bring it across midcourt. David Cohn had 20 in the win over United Township earlier today. So even though he is 0-7 in the game now, he has big scoring capability for the Dukes. Brandon Thompson, bounce pass into Chad Thompson. Driving down the right side of the lane. Off balance shot with a lean in, won't go. Sullivan with a rebound. Up court quickly, Clythermas. Now back to Sullivan. Skips it left side into the corner. Cohn for 3. Got it.
He was due.
31-20. And a whistle, and, well, we've got an injury as coach or official Aaron Furrow stops the clock with an injury timeout, and Joe Martino is headed over to the York bench, and I think it's some blood on his head, maybe just above his left eye.
He caught a glancing elbow in there away from the ball, and Cohn hit that that three-pointer, and they really set that play up nicely for him. And he rimmed one out, did everything but go in his last shot from there, and you knew he was wanting a little redemption and was nothing but net there. So we got ourselves an 11-point game again here.
It was a 17-point game just a moment ago. Back-to-back threes by the Dukes and a little pressure defense here. Galesburg gets it into the front court. Pass down low to Tremaine Carson. Now right back to Chad Thompson. Misses the dunk going up for it. And he comes up with a rebound after some contact. Throws it through the hands of Garrett Williams. Turnover. Layup at the other end won't go. And Brandon Thompson gets the rebound. Jake Rizzutico was breaking to the basket but maybe a little too strong after the turnover. And he couldn't finish it off. And a break for the Silver Streaks. They've missed 3 shots right in close to the basket in this game.
Yeah, you give them those 3 shots, we're really in a ball game right now.
Brandon Thompson cut off, kicks it out to Dalton Davis, down to 30 seconds to go in the first half.
Tremaine Carson's abusing David Cohn over here on the weak side.
Garrett Williams down low below us, into the corner. Dalton Davis, who's been held quiet since 2 three-pointers in the first quarter, and now a foul called as Clythermas reaches in on Davis. That'll send Dalton to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 21 seconds to go in the first half. Second foul of the game on Clyde Thurman.
A good thing we're about to halftime. This one's getting very physical the deeper we get into it. Coach
Lamont
Reynolds
Ross.
To get Brandon out here so he doesn't get another foul.
Yep, Lamont Ross replaces him, so Thompson sits down with those two fouls. Defense for offense here with Dalton Davis at the free throw line, a 1-1. The first one is good. 32-20, Silver Streaks by a dozen. And after Dalton's second free throw, York likely will try to hold for the last shot unless the Streaks can force a turnover. Dalton makes the second, 33-20, Galesburg. Approaching the end of the first half. Cone will walk it across midcourt. Ross there to guard him. Now into the hands of Sullivan. Garrett Williams is guarding Sullivan with McElmurray on the bench with two fouls. We're under 10 seconds to go. On the dribble, Sullivan down the lane. Skips it over into the corner. Clytherm is for three. Air ball. Weak side rebound, Tremaine Carson. He'll heave it from three-quarter court. That's the end of the first half. Galesburg 33, York 20 at the half. When we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, team statistics, individual scoring, and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as the team comes out of the locker room. Galesburg leads by 13. They've led the entire first half. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Get ready to enter the Mega Power Age. With Mega Millions and now Powerball, the Illinois Lottery offers life-changing jackpots 4 days a week. Mega Millions jackpots on Tuesdays and Fridays, and now Powerball jackpots on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mega Millions jackpots start at $12 million, so don't miss out. Prepare for life-changing jackpots and get your Mega Millions tickets today. Available at all Illinois Lottery retailers.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Crown work normally requires two visits to the dentist. At Owen Family Dentistry in Galesburg, Dr. Ruel Owen and Dr. Adam Welty utilize cutting-edge CEREC technology to complete the entire procedure in one visit. No need for a return trip. Call and schedule your appointment because it's never too late to change your smile.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Good first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's become kind of a recurring theme, at least in this tournament. Silver Streaks leading York at the half, 33-20, and as Jim Lee and I were talking at the break, Galesburg a little fortunate it's not closer than that. Dukes have missed some close-in shots, and that's allowed Galesburg to have this breathing room here at the half.
Yeah, if they hit a couple of those bunnies, I remember one on the, we had a problem on the inbound pass that Garrett Williams ended up throwing a bad pass. He was just trying to get it in. Nobody was responding down here, and they had covered the inbound man. Anyway, they blew that wide open layup and missed a couple others. You're right, and this could be a lot closer game. Silver Streaks, though, shooting well as they have the whole tournament. 11 of 19 from the field, 58% clip right now for Galesburg. Meanwhile, York is just 7 of 26, for 27%. So you might actually think that the margin would be a little wider given those shooting stats, but York has gotten a few more shots off based on their rebounding. They've had 8 offensive rebounds, total of 15, though, in the half, and that's where I've got Galesburg. The Streaks have most of their board damage being done on the defensive end. And turnovers, Silver Streaks have had 9 and York with 7. That's a high number of turnovers for Galesburg to have 9 and a half, 9 in a game lately, let alone 9 and a half. But I think that's an indication of the athleticism and the quickness and the aggressiveness of York above and beyond some of the other teams we've played here the last few days.
Silver Streaks, in fact, averaging just over 11 turnovers a game, forcing 15 turnovers a game on the opposition. So that is pretty well on track. But, yeah, a little more trouble handling the ball here tonight, but that's a credit, as Jim said, to York. The Dukes are 2 of 8 from the three-point line, 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. Silver Streaks 3 of 7 from behind the three-point arc and got their free-throw shooting up a little bit. They missed 4 of their first 8. They finished the first half 8 of 12 from the free-throw line. Take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. Galesburg on top of York at the half, 33-20. Championship game of the Martin Luther King Tournament for the boys. And we'll have more of the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show coming up after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My daughter went to someone else, and they took a long time to get it done. It took like 3 months. I just knew I couldn't wait that long. So everybody was telling me to go to Pete's Auto Body. They had my car on a Monday, and they were finished by Friday.
After Pam Sarton of Yates City got her passenger door smashed in at an intersection, she took the advice of her friends and acquaintances and headed to Pete's Auto Body in Galesburg. The service she received blew her away.
The receptionist, Cindy, I just love her to pieces. She was so nice, and Kenny was so nice, too. He checked out my car right away and gave me my estimate.
Best of all, they made everything easy.
I didn't really have to do much. I went in there. The people with the insurance took care of their part. I had the rental car, and the car was done. The money was paid. I just really like Pete himself. For him to drive me personally to get my rental car, and he was just so kind. I didn't even know that was him. I didn't know who he was. I mean, a very nice young man. I really like him.
Efficient, friendly, and easy. Other places say it, but at Pete's, they prove it. Pete's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Rain, snow, and sleet likely this evening. Chance of snow or freezing rain after midnight. Little or no accumulation and a near steady temperature of around 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow in the evening. Temperatures falling into the 20s in the afternoon. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 34. You are listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, Silver Streaks lead the Dukes out of York High School in Elmhurst here at the half, 33-20. Championship game of the Martin Luther King Holiday Tournament. Team was out of the locker room quickly. The coaches were not long behind. And they're huddling up on the sideline now. And now Jim Lee has a chance to visit with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, we've had a meeting of the minds deciding who is going to come out to open the second half.
Yeah, we'll go back with our starters. They're very, very, very aggressive. We got to make sure that we get our back cuts going again. We've been really successful with that. Got to take care of the ball. I think they're going to take extra chances to be more aggressive as they try to get back in the ball game. On defense, we've got to move our feet a little bit more. We're reaching, and we've got ourselves into a little bit of a foul issue. And, keep working on executing on the offensive end and taking care of the ball and getting rebounds on the defensive end. And now we're a shortened clock with a half, and we'll be okay. They're a nice ball club.
Yeah. All in all, yeah, you had a real nice start. They've hung in there, I think, just by their scrappiness, and they've missed a couple of bunnies that could have made this thing a lot closer.
Yeah, and they got a couple three-point plays when we committed some ill-advised fouls, and we let them out of the out of jail a little bit there, but they're extremely aggressive both on the defensive end and offensive end, and we've got to be able to match that and be aware of that because that's only going to get dialed up a little bit more.
and you anticipate it's not going to get called a whole lot closer in the second half?
No, that just doesn't happen in today's game. So you got to make sure you react. Everybody's consistent. This is a great crew right here. So we've just got to take care of the ball and get a wide base and be the boss for the ball, so to speak.
All right. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jim.
Assistant Coach Steve Cheeseman joining Jim Lee at the half, and we always appreciate the insight from the coaches coming out of the locker room. First half scoring for the Dukes of York High School. Will Sullivan, the Division I recruit, leading the way with 7. Mike DeSpinach with 5. Cody Clythermis and David Cohn each with 3. Phil Ganser has 2. Rob Crow, Joe Martino, and Jake Rizutko did not score in the first half for York. For the Silver Streaks, again, the balanced scoring that has become a pattern of this team during this 11-game winning streak. Chad Thompson with 9, Dalton Davis with 8, Brandon Thompson with 7, Ryan McElmurray, Garrett Williams, and Tremaine Carson each with 3. Lamont Ross got in for a little bit at the end of the first half and did not score. Dukes have the ball to begin the second half, trailing the Silver Streaks 33-20. DeSpinach drives, kicks it back out to Martino. Good to see him back on the floor to start the second half. And now Sullivan hits the deck again on the far side, gets tied up with Garrett Williams, who picks up his first foul.
I'll tell you what, he's a good player, but he's going to have some bruises to nurse after this game. He's hit the floor hard twice.
Well, and Martino took the elbow above his eye. It was 3 seconds, good 3 minutes, 4 minutes into halftime before Denise Polworth got done treating that injury, and he headed to the locker room, so good to see him back in as well. Jumper from the left side, near corner, banks off the back of the backboard, won't go down, and then the miss by Cohn on the rebound, and Brandon Thompson comes up with the board for the Silver Streaks. And he'll slow things down in the front court, Streaks leading by 13. They are 15 minutes and 20 seconds away from the championship of the Martin Luther King Tournament here at Galesburg High School. And now a steal. Bad ball handling in the front court, and Cohn leads the break, and he doesn't miss that layup at the other end. Just like that, it's 33-22. York within 11 now.
These guards have been, we heard they were quick coming in, and I think they've picked our pocket more than any team we've played all year.
Thompson, Davis in the front court. Davis has it now on the right elbow, skips it left side over to McElmurray. Now he and Thompson play a little keep away on the perimeter. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Lob over to McElmurray in front of the Galesburg bench. Now Thompson bounces it once on the dribble over to Dalton Davis. In traffic, kicks it over to Chad Thompson outside the free throw line, dribbles left, and they bring it back out on the perimeter. Thompson over right side to Dalton Davis, gives it right back. But a lob into Chad Thompson, shoots a 3, top of the circle, missed it, rebound knocked around, and Sullivan comes up with it off the floor, leads the break to the other end, right hand up and in. So they force Galesburg to work and work and work and end up with nothing, and then a quick transition basket after the rebound at the other end. It's a 9-point game, 33-24.
Streaks seem to have lost a little of their aggressiveness on the offensive end. All tournament long, it's been like guys wanting the ball, and now it seems like nobody wants it.
Thompson down the lane, bounces it off a York defender. Turnover leading the break at the other end. Clythermis up and in, and it's 33-26. And the Dukes have come out with a big burst in the second half. Now the ball poked out of Ryan McElmurray's hands, out of bounds. Last touched by York, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A 30-second timeout with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. York has outscored the Streaks 6-0 to start the third quarter.
Well, I think this is just one of those organizational and maybe a little fire breathing into the huddle right now. Brandon Thompson discouraged as he kind of lopes over there, and the rest of the huddle listening to Coach Mike Reynolds and trying to figure out how to take better care of the basketball and get some shots. But again, it just seemed like we've been in defensive mode when we've had the ball. We're pulling it out. We settled for a three-pointer from Chad out high. I'm not sure that's really the shot we wanted right there with a guy in his face. And like, we have success when we get after it and really move the ball well and work toward the basket. And in the first 2 minutes of this quarter, we've been seem like resting on our lead a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of fire breathing down there, but now the tie comes off for Coach Reynolds. His back was to us, and the players were huddled around him, so the head wasn't bobbing up and down a whole lot, and the arms weren't flailing. Looked more than anything like he was drawing up a play. On the inbounds, Chad Thompson saves it from the 5-second call, receiving the pass. Now Dalton Davis brings it across midcourt. Streaks trying to clear everything out on the left side. Brandon sneaks into the lane, but he's cut off. Gets it off to McElmurray. Now Garrett Williams, top of the circle. He'll give it back to Brandon Thompson. Under 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. The Streaks' lead is down to 7. And Thompson drives, penetration, contact, no basket, but a foul called on Joe Martino. His second, and Brandon will get a couple of free throws.
Yeah, Brandon just forced his way in that time, and this really is kind of Brandon Thompson time. The Streaks trying to reassert themselves and the team leader in points most every game.
Need somebody to settle you down, don't they? He's only one of three from the free throw line, though. 7 points in the game. First free throw up and in. First point of the second half for the Silver Streaks. Now lead 34-26. Led by as much as 17 in the first half. The lead was 13 at halftime. And now back to 9 here as Thompson makes both free throws. 35-26, first points of the second half. Sullivan drives, kicks it out. Here's a three by DeSpinach, top of the circle. Missed it left. Rebound through Brandon Thompson's hands, out of bounds. And he wanted the out of bounds on David Cohn for poking it out underneath his legs. But they'll give it back to York.
Boy, DeSpinach, as soon as that left his hands, he started running toward the basket. He knew that was off, and all it caught was the bottom of the backboard.
On the inbound, Martino with it down below us. Brings it back into the midcourt circle to David Cohn. Right side under the wing it goes to Clythermas. Sidesteps to the left, lob down low. Good read by Dalton Davis to come over. It deflects over the rim and then into the hands of Martino, who throws it away. Good recognition by Thompson, who gets fouled on his way to the basket on the other end. Number two in the game on David Cohn.
First York turnover of this third quarter. And a real alert play by Brandon Thompson. He just happened to catch that ball loose out of the corner of his eye, and no sooner did he see it, but he was off through the races the other way. A one-on-two. Not many guys will take that, but Brandon's confident enough to give it a try.
First one up and in again. So he gets comfortable at the free throw line now. 3 for 3. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead at 36-26. Only the second foul of the second half on York. 4:50 to play in the third quarter. Thompson makes both free throws. 4 in the quarter, 11 for the game. And 37-26 is the Galesburg lead now on 4 straight free throws by Brandon Thompson. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Down the lane, Cohn shovels it under the rim, hits the bottom of the rim, but a little reach foul, I guess, called on Dalton Davis. That'll be his second. And the second team foul on the Streaks will send David Cohn to the free throw line. 5 points on the night, his first trip of the line.
Yeah, Cohn's quickness, he just blew right around Garrett Williams, and several Streaks came over to try and help, including Dalton Davis, but he couldn't get himself set. Got him with the body.
First free throw up and in. York shooting well from the free throw line tonight, 5 of 6 in the game. Cuts it back to a 10-point Galesburg advantage. Streaks scored the first 7 points of the game. Had a 16-2 lead at one point of the first quarter as Cohn makes both. So for the second game in a row, they open on a 7-0 run, led the entire Minooka game. They have led the entire game here against York so far tonight. Here's McElmurray penetrating, jump stop through the lane, out to Brandon Thompson for three off the front of the rim. Chad Thompson with the follow, lost the handle on the rebound, and Mike DeSpinach comes up with it for York. Leading it into the front court, quick three, and knocking it down. Cody Clythermas from the right wing has 8 in the quarter, 11 for the game, and York is back within 6 now at 37-31. And a foul in the backcourt, little reach called on David Cohn, and a small but vocal York crowd is not happy with that. His second.
I'm glad York didn't play this well right out of the gate.
Yeah.
We built a big lead and trying to hang on right now, up 6. Still 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Long way to go.
In the championship game of the Martin Luther King Tournament, if the Streaks win it, they're the outright champs. If York wins it, we have a three-way tie along with Warren High School. Bad bounce pass by McElmurray, then poked away by Garrett Williams in the backcourt, and he collides with Brandon Thompson, preventing either of them from getting to it before it goes out of bounds. 12 turnovers now on the Silver Streaks.
And a nice hand for Joe Martino, who sits down for York, number 22. He's a senior guard, and what a pest he was on defense. That kid really gets after it.
3:46 to go, third quarter. York with the ball, down 6. Chance to get as close as they've been. Here's a three by Cohn. He just posted up and drained it.
We got our hands full. These guys are on fire now.
37-34. Galesburg by 3. McElmurray in the front court. Left side onto the wing, Dalton Davis. Only 4 turnovers the entire game against 4th-ranked Warren Township. 12 turnovers tonight, though. Dalton Davis drives baseline, cut out. Out to Chad Thompson for 3.
Oh,
got it.
Man, did we need that.
Just like that, back to a 6-point game. 40-34, Thompson's first 3 since the first quarter. He has 12 on the game. Leading scorer for the Silver Streaks tonight. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right side, Phil Ganser back into the game, replacing Martino, who's getting a rest for York on the sideline. Cone on the dribble, gets a top of the circle to Will Sullivan. Taking only one shot here in the second half, making it. He has 9 points in the game. Penetrates, kicks it out to Clythermas for three, and he hit it again. He has 11 in the quarter, 14 for the game. That answers the three at the other end, and the Dukes are back with within three of the Silver Streaks. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 40-37, Galesburg on top. McElmurray down the lane, kicks it out to Garrett Williams on the wing, right back to McElmurray in the near corner. On the right side, drives baseline, sidesteps the defender, and a little touch foul called. About as light as a foul as we've seen called in this entire game will be number three on Cody Clythermes. Fourth team foul on the Dukes, who call timeout. 2:20 to go, third quarter, timeout on the floor. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's winter. Time to button up. Win cash by wearing the new purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
2:20 to go, third quarter. York calls a 30-second timeout. Coming out of that, Silver Streaks send Tremaine Carson into the game for his first action of the second half. So it's McElmurray and Carson, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, and Dalton Davis. Brandon with it now, gives off to Chad, who hands it right back to Brandon between the circles. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. The Silver Streaks won 17-point lead is down to three. Carson throws it to Dalton Davis, who was cutting into the basket, and Tremaine threw it right behind him. 13th turnover on the Silver Streaks, and now York with a chance to get within one, the closest they have been since being down 2-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, York's pressure defense has really taken the steam out of the Silver Streaks, who are unsure of themselves.
Quick three by Cone. That one goes off, and Brandon Thompson steps over to Spinach, coming out with a rebound, leading the break to the other end. That was a tough rebound for Brandon. He did a nice job to avoid any kind of contact and getting hurt by falling down over somebody.
Nothing easy out there right now. Nothing.
Ball knocked away at the other end. Streak still in possession. Had a backdoor look from Carson to McElmurray, but Tremaine held on to it. Now the ball knocked out of Dalton Davis's hands, and the Streaks call timeout as Dalton slips and falls on top of the ball, and Galesburg has only one timeout remaining with a minute 34 to go in the third quarter. So that becomes a possible factor later on in the game. If this thing stays close, all of a sudden you look at a situation where the Streaks have to inbound the ball under pressure, and with only one timeout remaining, will they have any left if it comes to that late in the fourth quarter?
I'll tell you what, you look at York right now, and here's a team that, number one, they're playing the late game after 3 days here of basketball, and they've got school tomorrow, and you thought, well, they got down early. They could have just mailed it in. They were down 16 after the first quarter. But you got to tip your cap to them because they have done anything but, and they're a real threat to win this game right now the way they're playing. They're shooting the ball with much more confidence. Their defense is just suffocating. Is this kind of reminds me of the defense I saw Morton playing on the Galesburg girls over at Memorial Hall in Knox today. So we'll see if we can answer it. And again, you and I mentioned during the break, are the Streaks getting tired? We don't have much depth, and these kids, after all this, might be getting a little worn out.
And York does have depth.
They do have depth.
Since Coach Dominic Cannon drew a technical foul at the end of the first quarter, the Silver Streaks have been outscored 33-20. McElmurray after the inbound bounces it over to Brandon Thompson on the right side, and we've got a whistle away from the ball. Coach Mike Reynolds was up immediately and had his hands outstretched as if to say, where's the call? Well, they did get it. The foul away from the ball on Rob Crow, his first. Five team fouls on York.
Dominic Cannon and the York bench was up wanting a travel on McElmurray, yeah, who hesitated.
Quick on the inbound, Chad Thompson catches, shoots, misses the three. Martino comes out with a rebound, leads the break to the other end, and overthrows Rob Crow on the other end. And Coach Dominic Cannon desperately wants a call that it was last touched by the Silver Streaks. And remember, he was called for the technical foul, so he has to sit on the bench the whole time. He can't even stand up and plead its case. That's a break for Galesburg on the turnover. Streaks clear out the left side. Pass to Brandon. Shot up and in. And a foul called. A chance at a three-point play. They cleared out everything on the left side. Brandon cut through a couple of screens, got wide open on the left side, then stepped to the basket, drew contact on Will Sullivan, his first foul. Sixth team foul on the Dukes, and a chance for Brandon for a three-point play.
Brandon tweaked his right knee a little bit. He's favoring that as he goes to shoot this free throw.
It's up and in. 5 for 5 in the quarter, 6 for 8 for the game. 7 points in the third quarter, 14 for the game for Brandon Thompson. Silver Streaks lead by 6. 43-34. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Across midcourt, Sullivan. Right side into the corner, Martino. Back out to Sullivan.
Down low soon. Carson and Rob Crow really bumping.
Down the lane, Sullivan cut off. So he turns around with a one hand, misses the jumper. Chad Thompson pulls down the rebound and covers it up nicely. He has 5 boards in the game. Silver Streaks to the other end. Down to 40 seconds to go third quarter. Question: this is a situation where Galesburg often can take a lot of time off the clock. Thompson penetrates, misses the one-hand runner. Sullivan with a rebound leads the break to the other end. All the way coast-to-coast up and in with the left hand. 43-39, Galesburg by 4, now with 20 seconds to go. Likely will hold for the final shot. Dalton Davis down the right side and contact again as Davis passed it away. So that'll be a little reach-in foul called on Phil Ganser, his third. And Dalton Davis will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here with 16.4 seconds to go third quarter as the Dukes have picked up 17 fouls now. And Coach Mike Reynolds gets Ryan McElmurray to the bench with Garrett Williams back in. McElmurray has played the entire third quarter without picking up his fourth foul. Davis to the line, 2 for 2 tonight. First one up and off the front of the rim, so he does not get the bonus. Sullivan comes down with a rebound and a foul called on Tremaine Carson. Only the third team foul on Galesburg, but a big miss by Dalton Davis at the free throw line, and a chance for York to cut this 4-point deficit in half at the end of the third quarter.
It's a good warm-up for Moline on Friday, I guess. It's physical.
Down to 9 seconds to go. Cone walks it across midcourt. Down to 6 seconds. Cone in the midcourt circle with 4, and a hold foul called on Brandon Thompson against Will Sullivan with 4 seconds to go. York will have to inbound it on the fourth team foul. Third foul on Brandon Thompson. And now Lamont Ross checks in, and he'll get Brandon Thompson to the bench. Coach Mike Reynolds will get Brandon Thompson to the bench, so he doesn't pick up a fourth foul with 4 seconds to go. Cone on the inbound. Bounce pass into the corner. Sullivan gets 3 for the 3. Tip up won't go down, and that's the end of the third quarter. Crow got a hand on it, but couldn't get it up and in over the rim. At the end of 3, Silver Streaks hang on to a 4-point lead, 43-39. Fourth quarter of the championship game coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
The new year brings a new lineup to WGIL. Hi, Galesburg. I'm Glenn Beck, and I hope you'll join me weekdays at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Bounce pass on the back door. Carson to Ryan McElmurray. He gets blocked on the way to the basket. Will Sullivan got up and poked it loose. Poem comes down with a rebound. Now has it top of the circle for three. And it's a one-point game. York has cut the deficit to as close as they've been the entire game after the big block on the other end on McElmurray's penetration.
They are playing with so much swagger right now. It's hard to imagine us holding on to this lead. I think we're running out of gas. The Streaks are going to have to reach very deep to be able to hold York off in this one.
Brandon Thompson pull up from the left side and well short on the shot. Sullivan with his eighth rebound. And those short shots off the front of the rim are often a sign of being tired. A one-point Galesburg lead. It was 17 in the first half. Sullivan for three again. This one's off the back of the rim. Rebound poked around. And DeSpinach has it knocked loose out of his hands. Sullivan comes up with it. Another chance at it for the Dukes. Coach Mike Reynolds stomping on the floor, trying to get his team to find the energy and play some defense here. We have just passed the seven-minute mark of the fourth quarter. The Dukes looking for their first lead of the night. DeSpinach, skip pass left side. And the three won't go down for Clyde Thermos, who made 3 three-pointers in the third quarter. On the weak side, Brandon Thompson is fouled by Rob Crow, his second.
That's his second called. I think he's had about 10 tonight. He's just been a bruiser underneath the basket. And so Tremaine Carson will sit down now as Garrett Williams comes back in. Williams can tell you about Crow that just before the end of the third quarter. We heard this big crash, and we saw poor Garrett flopping into the wall over there, and Crow was the only one in the neighborhood, so you know what happened there.
Brandon Thompson makes the first free throw on the 1-1, and that's a big one. Silver Streaks now lead by two. Thompson missed two of his first three free throws tonight. Since then, he's made six in a row, 6:39 to go in the game, and he makes seven in a row. 16 for the game for Brandon Thompson. Galesburg by three, 45-42. We got a game in the championship of this Martin Luther King tournament. 17-point lead is just a distant memory for the Streaks right now. Sullivan loses his man out high. Then Garrett Williams has the ball knocked out of his hands on the rebound. And they'll say he touched it last. Looked like Crow came over and knocked it out of his hands. And another chance at it for York. Boy, Will Sullivan's trying to put the team on his shoulders and lead him to victory here tonight, isn't he? On the inbounds, nearly stolen away. Now a travel called as DeSpinach had a hard time handling the bounce pass on the inbound. They turn it over for only the third time in the second half, and the Streaks now trying to build on this three-point lead, but the full court press is on by the Dukes.
First time since Aslan Butler went down with that injury over the holidays, I thought, boy, we could really use him tonight. That extra body inside would have come in real handy against this team.
Garrett Williams on the right side. Bounces into traffic, hands off to Dalton Davis in the corner. Dalton drives, kicks it out to Brandon Thompson. 6 minutes to go in the game. Silver Streaks leading by three with the ball. Davis on the right elbow with a left-hand dribble. Hands off to Chad Thompson, top of the arc. They cover him. Backdoor cut, McElmurray up and off the rim. Rebound put back, won't go, but he's fouled. Boy, you could tell McElmurray was bothered by the interior defense after he got blocked the last time down the floor, or the first possession of the fourth quarter, rather, and he had a chance to lay that one up and in, but he was thinking about the defense, I think. Instead, he'll get a two-shot foul here after he rebounded his own miss. Nine team fouls on the Dukes now, 5:52 to go in the game. First free throw is good. Well, McElmurray's first point since the second quarter.
You're hoping the Silver Streaks have one more good run left in them because we're going to need it. We have not made a field goal yet in this fourth quarter, only two field goals in the entire second half as a combination of York's defense and I'm convinced our tired bodies out there just trying to get us to the end of this game on fumes.
But making free throws as they need to do at crunch time. The guards are at the line and have knocked down 4 of 4 for a 5-point Galesburg lead. The foul was on Mike DeSpinach, who shoots the three at the other end from the top of the circle. And it's 47-45. Just when the Streaks get a little comfortable with the lead, York answers, as they have done here late in the third quarter and on into the fourth quarter. Right side, Chad Thompson drives, pulls up from the right side, missed it. Rebound tipped around into the hands of David Cohn for the Dukes, who have a chance to tie the game. Maybe take the lead with a three-pointer. We approach the five-minute mark. The Streaks have led the entire game, but York with a chance to tie it up here for the first time. Or take the lead with a three. Cohn on the outside. Gets it over to Clythermas. Now Sullivan shoots the three from the left wing. No. Chad Thompson steps back for his sixth rebound.
Big miss by Sullivan, who's missed two in a row down the floor. Actually, he's missed three in a row down the floor. Under five to play in the fourth quarter. Brandon Thompson dribbles all the way to the right sideline. Now they reverse it left over to Ryan McElmurray near the Galesburg bench. Davis comes out high for the pass at the volleyball line. Backdoor cut to McElmurray. Dalton drives instead and then gets blocked on the way in. Cone comes down with a rebound. A drive to the other end. Off the hands of DeSpinish, but he maintains the dribble. Now out high, it goes to Sullivan.
All the wind sprints these kids have run up to this point in the season paying off now, because there isn't a whole lot of wind to be had out there in the pace of this game and how few players we're able to use.
Still a two-point Galesburg lead as we approach the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter and Yorktal's timeout. There wasn't a whole lot of movement in the offensive set there. Cone was the only one doing anything with the dribble, and that's a full timeout by the Dukes with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks lead 47-45. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
We go in the ball game, 47-45. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Dukes out of York High School in Elmhurst. Championship game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. King Tournament not done for the girls. The Midwinter Classic, they'll have a couple more games coming up this weekend. What a week it's going to be for the Galesburg girls. Tough loss to Morton earlier today. They've got Rock Island on Thursday. And then two tough games in their Midwinter Classic coming up on Saturday. Won't get any easier for the Galesburg boys after tonight either. Here's a drive by Cohn. Shovels it up and comes up short. Good defense by the Silver Streaks to make him alter that shot. And he couldn't get enough oomph on it to get it up and in over the rim.
A little too much mustard on that hot dog that time. That wasn't a good shot for York.
Dalton Davis on the right wing. A little bit of opening in the lane. Kicks it into the left corner to McElmurray. Steps inside the arc. Gives it back off to Garrett Williams. Works left around the defender, tries to shoot it up over Williams, missed it, or Sullivan rather, and Sullivan comes up with the rebound. He has 10 boards, and at the other end, a travel called. It's a nice job by the Silver Streaks to get back defensively and contest Phil Ganser's drive to the bucket.
Well, York's flurry has ended. They've had some missed shots and turnovers when they could have taken this game over. The Streaks right now 0 of 8 from the field in this fourth quarter. Missed their last nine all told going back into the third quarter. Still just two field goals in the second half for Galesburg.
Brandon Thompson dumps it into Chad Thompson. Up and in with a left hand. Got the man on his hip. That allowed him to clear it up and in with his stronger left hand. And Galesburg leads by four again, approaching the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Sullivan over to Clythermes. Now Cone with it on the perimeter. Streak sticking with the man defense. Sullivan wants it. Around a screen, but Thompson picks him up there. Now trying to drive on Brandon. Cut off along the baseline. Dalton Davis goes for the steal on the pass and knocks it out of bounds. Back into the ballgame, Mike DeSpinich, the 6'4 junior for York, as he gives Phil Ganser a breather. The senior sits down.
In fact, the Silver Streaks got that little rest over there sitting down, have come out with a little more pep in their step on the defensive side of the ball here. They've been cutting off passing lanes and guarding a little closer here in the last minute and a half.
Five starters are back on the floor for York. It's been the five starters for the Silver Streaks nearly the entire game, with the exception of Tremaine Carson getting some playing time in the first half and a brief appearance by Lamont Ross. 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. A drive by Cone. Now they free him up as he loses the defense, but he missed the shot. And Brandon Thompson with his eighth rebound. So opportunities for the Dukes, but they have not been able to convert from the field, and the lead for the Silver Streaks is four as the ball is poked out of the hands of Dalton Davis and a reach foul called on Clythermes, his fourth foul, and a 10th team foul on York, so that's big because the Streaks are in the double bonus the rest of the game, and the Silver Streaks have only four team fouls with 2:19 to play.
Clythermes couldn't believe that one. Got a lot of ball, but he
looked
did reach
clean,
across the body
it?
In there, yep. So... Yeah, I think if you're York, you're probably thinking, well, we're having to overcome some little officiating down here, too. And they look at the foul total up on the scoreboard at 10-4. But I don't think there's any question York is the more physical ball club, so it doesn't surprise me that they've got more fouls called on them.
Apparently a slightly open cut on Dalton Davis's right knee, or just right below the right knee. So he, in frustration, steps away from the free throw line to go over and have that bandaged up. York takes advantage of it for an unofficial timeout. Now Dalton heads back to the free throw line just as they huddle up. Silver Streak's players huddle up just outside the top of the arc for a quick word. And now we're ready to shoot the two free throws here for Dalton Davis. 2 for 3 from the line tonight is Davis. 8 points, trying to get into double figures here with a couple of big free throws. 2:19 to play in the fourth quarter. First one by Dalton, up and in. Pure shot, perfect from the line.
Hit those big ones against Warren Saturday night. Missed a couple down the stretch, but by and large he did a great job at the line in that one.
Second one off the back of the rim to Spinach with the rebound for York. So the lead holds at 5, 50-45. Silver Streaks on top. Again, they've led the entire game, but York has had chances to tie it or take the lead. Down 5 right now, needing a basket with 2 minutes to go in the game. Out high, Martino with it. Now hands off to Sullivan, trying to lose McElmurray. Tough screen by DeSpinach. Sullivan spins down the lane, up and in. And a timeout called by the Dukes. They have one remaining.
If you had any doubts about whether he was college material, some of the moves he's made tonight erased all, especially right there. They had to have a basket, and he was big time on that drive to the basket.
He has 19 on the game now with a minute 55 to go. Full timeout. Silver Streaks lead 50-47. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More. Come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Will Stevenson. Find out how the Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Team helps local EMTs in emergency winter situations by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks lead 50-47. Galesburg with the ball coming out of the York timeout. The Dukes send out Martino, Sullivan, and Cohn, along with Clythermas and Ganser back into the game. So a small lineup for York, but a quick one as Ryan McElmurray inbounds it to Brandon Thompson. 10 team fouls on the Dukes, only 4 on the Silver Streaks with under 2 minutes to play. McElmurray around Thompson. Backdoor cut to Dalton Davis all the way, and an offensive foul called. You can see that one coming as Clythermas was there waiting. Picks up the offensive foul on Dalton Davis, his third, first turnover of the fourth quarter for the Silver Streaks, who had 13 coming into the quarter. But now a chance for the Dukes to get within one or tie it up. Down 3 with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Cross midcourt, Sullivan. Around the screen, drives right side. Clythermas from the corner off the back of the rim. Martino with a rebound, kicks it out to Cohn. Sullivan right back to Clythermas on the wing, and they bring it back out. Good tip out to keep it alive for York, and another crack at it. And now a whistle on the far side and a double team reach foul called on Chad Thompson. Just his first and the sixth team foul on the Silver Streaks. 1:21 to go in the game. York will inbound. Cohn to pull the trigger. As Martino right in front of him, sends him into the backcourt and lobs it all the way to three-quarter court. Williams falls down, allows Martino to bring it across midcourt with 1:15 to go in the game.
McElmurray nursing a burn on his elbow after hitting the floor there. We've had a lot of guys on the floor in this one.
Cohn trying to lose McElmurray, passes it right side over to Clythermas, who works around the screen. Now McElmurray will pick him up, gets it off to Sullivan, fakes a three, over to Clythermas for three, off the front of the rim, Chad Thompson with a big rebound.
Clythermas tried to sell a foul and get 3 free throws there, but the official saw him flop and wouldn't have it.
Down to a minute to play in the game. Coach Mike Reynolds tells his team to spread it out. Pass right side through the hands of Dalton Davis and out of bounds back to York.
Wow.
Dalton just got careless with it. The pass was a little low. Those are tough to bring in sometimes, but Dalton needed to get more hands on it. And they turn it back over to York with 43 seconds to play. Cohn and Sullivan in the backcourt. Sullivan brings it across midcourt. Down the lane, shovels it up too strong off the glass. Brandon Thompson with the rebound. And the York crowd pleading for a foul, and a foul goes on the other end against the Dukes. And Sullivan in disbelief in the backcourt as he's walking up. Took a while to get up after being knocked to the deck, or really rather falling down more than anything. I didn't see any contact that warranted a foul, but Brandon to the line to make it a two-possession game here with 31 seconds to play.
Everybody gets a little more whiny in the final minute of the game. Otherwise, you just head up court and wouldn't think too much about it. When there's this much pressure on the line and you didn't get the shot down, you start looking for that foul. And Brandon dances one around the front, side, back of the rim, and it falls in.
He's made eight in a row now, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Second one up and spins that one perfect. Foul was on Martino, his third, 52-47, Galesburg by five. Quick shot by Sullivan, 12-footer won't go. Rebound knocked out of Thompson's hands. Now on the floor, comes up with it, and a foul over the back again called on Martino. I don't know how Brandon ever, after losing the ball, and he comes up gamely, I don't know how Brandon ever was able to get that one back. And he grimaces as he heads to the other end to shoot a couple of free throws. Fourth foul of the game on Martino.
Yeah, that may be a mash unit in that locker room after this one, but it'll be a hard-fought battle. They've earned a win if they continue to knock these free throws down, and Brandon hits another one.
He's perfect in the second half, 10 of 10, 19 for the game, 53-47, Galesburg by six. And this one makes it a three-possession game, 54-47.
And a violation in the backcourt.
Over the baseline.
That ought to seal that deal. What a horrible turnover for York. We didn't even have any pressure on
him. No. Completely careless with the ball on the inbound, and the Streaks get it back under their own basket, and a bad pass by McElmurray on the inbound, trying to find Brandon Thompson, and it's out of bounds, last touch by the Silver Streak, so they give it right back.
Well, York, after being so hot, ended up hitting just one of their last nine shots from the field here.
Quick three by Sullivan off the back of the rim. Brandon Thompson comes up with this 11th rebound, and a reach foul called on York to send him to the free throw line at the other end.
Well, the Streaks have used the recipe that, Brad, we actually were talking about in the third quarter when it looked like we were tired and York was catching up. We thought, boy, if we can just win this game at the free throw line, and that's been our only savior. We've had only three field goals this entire second half.
And one in the fourth quarter.
But a ton of free throws and another one by Brandon Thompson.
He is now 12 of 12 in the second half. 55-47, 56-47. And Coach Mike Reynolds empties the bench. The starters come out. Finally, with 13.3 seconds to go in the game, the starters earn a well-deserved rest after playing nearly this entire game. And Coach Dominic Cannon will do the same for the Dukes as his five will come out for five replacements.
This
13.3 seconds to go in the game. The Silver Streaks have earned this title with a hard-fought win here tonight. Again, they've led the entire way with the 17-point first-half lead. Got down to two a couple of times early in this fourth quarter. But since it was 47-45, the Silver Streaks have outscored York 9-2. Here's a three on the other end. Won't go down. Jake Innes flies through for the rebound after the miss. Then they turn it over. And a three at the buzzer by Matt DeFrancesca takes the final score, 56-50. Galesburg's 12th straight win. They're 18-3. And they are the champions of their own Martin Luther King Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break when we come back on the postgame show. Final stats, individual scoring, a word with the Streaks coaching staff, as they will go to the locker room and celebrate. It was all set up by an enormous win over Warren Township, but it wouldn't have been possible without an end-to-end 32-minute victory here tonight over a heck of a challenge by the York Dukes out of Elmhurst. And actually, it looks like we're going to have the trophy presentation right now. The Silver Streaks are huddling up as Coach Gary Mitchell, public address announcer Gary Mitchell, listen to what he has to say.
Imagine that graphics. Congratulate from York, number three, Will Sullivan.
Will Sullivan makes the all-tournament team for the Dukes. It's a presentation from assistant coach Steve Cheeseman with an all-tournament plaque. Brandon Thompson makes the all-tournament team. And a handshake from his assistant coach. Chad Thompson also makes the all-tournament team. So two Silver Streaks make the all-tournament team for the champions of the Martin Luther King Tournament. And now the trophy presentation from Galesburg High School principal Dr. Tom Childs. And he gets the distinct pleasure of handing it to a number of young men who he sees in the halls every day. 56-50 the final. Galesburg defeats York for the tournament title. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Rain, snow, and sleet likely this evening. Chance of snow or freezing rain after midnight. Little or no accumulation and near steady temperature of around 35. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance of snow in the evening. Temperatures falling into the 20s in the afternoon. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 34. You are listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks defeat the Dukes of York High School out of Elmhurst, 56-50. Silver Streaks led at the end of one quarter 20-4. They led by as many as 17 points in the second quarter at one point at 31-14. The lead was 13 at the half, though, and down to just a four-point lead at the end of three quarters, 43-39. And the Dukes actually got it within two twice in the fourth, actually got it within one early in the fourth quarter on a three-pointer by Will Sullivan to open the fourth quarter, got it down to 43-42. Then we're back within two at 47-45 and did not get closer the rest of the way. The Silver Streaks basically outscored the Dukes the rest of the way 9-2 before a three-pointer at the buzzer by Matt DeFrancesca made the final score 56-50. So throughout the season, you've got to win and find a way to win in a lot of different ways. And the Silver Streaks fought through a tough challenge here tonight and found a way to get it done, though.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This was one of those that in that middle, late third quarter, everything seemed to indicate that York was just going to take this game home with them because they had all the momentum. They not only had their shots going, you know teams are going to get hot and cold, but their aggressiveness on defense was just smothering us, got us completely out of the flow of our offense. We were making some uncharacteristic turnovers, and as we said, I just think we were looking at a tired ball club after all these games. And this one, I think the intensity of it as it went on caught us a little bit off guard. Not Mike Reynolds. He saw the East Moline game. He knew that this was going to be a very physical game, but after jumping out on top 20-4 and thinking, well, this is looking very promising, it just slowly whittled away, and we were pretty fortunate to escape here, but a real gritty effort by these guys who, even though they were exhausted, able to get to just enough rebounds and just enough trips to the free throw line to get the job done, and we didn't shoot well from the field at all, to say the least, in that second half, and by the end of it, though, we didn't have to. We were just pretty much towing the line, and York played into our hands that way, committing enough fouls to save us.
So we'll take a look at the final statistics. Jim will kind of compare as we go, as we haven't had a chance to do this just yet. But who do you want to start with, them or us?
Well, they shot the same, so I'll just say 41% across the board.
Oh.
York hit 18 out of 44 from the field, while Galesburg 14 of 34. But, again, the streaks, even though they gave up four more field goals, more than made up for that difference at the free throw line. Rebounding battle went to York, but it wasn't as lopsided as I thought maybe it would be. I showed 32-27 at the end of this one, and York, though, had 14 offensive rebounds. They were pounding the glass and getting some second and third opportunities. Silver Streaks next to never had that. Just two offensive rebounds the entire night, but 25 on the defensive glass, especially some key ones down the stretch from Brandon Thompson as they helped to seal the win. And the turnover count, we lose that battle tonight. 17 Galesburg turnovers to just 12 for York. So, again, tip of the cap to the York Dukes. They're going to win quite a few games if they play that hard every night, because getting down the way they were, they could have just said, well, this is enough. Galesburg's on their home court. They're too much for us. But they came back and gave us absolutely all we could handle here in this final game of the tournament.
Well, real credit to Will Sullivan. This team came in tonight 11-6, and four of the losses were consecutively when he was out with an injury earlier in the season. Well, they get down by 17 here tonight, and you can see he's not about to let that go on without him. So he largely led the comeback, and it wasn't just scoring points. It was his presence out there and a lot of the things he was doing offensively and defensively, with the ball and away from the ball, both.
Well, and his backcourt mate, David Cohn, I was impressed with him, too.
Yeah.
Very aggressive kid, just a sophomore. He's going to be a problem for a lot of schools to handle in the coming years. You know, just he plays more like a senior with the swagger that he has and the confidence. And so they're in pretty good hands with him the rest of the way. And, again, a big lineup. We mentioned the redheaded kid, Frank Tuohy, didn't even play at 6'5 and growing. We saw him earlier in the tournament. They will lose some power, though, certainly down low, as Rob Crow, the 6'5" senior blaster in the post, will graduate this year, and he's a lot to handle.
They'll have DeSpinach back. He's a nice-looking player, too.
Mm-hmm. What surprised me, Cluthermas, 23, he was the guy that really started to light us up from three-point land, and he was a problem for us. They've got really good team balance. I feel pretty fortunate to have beaten these guys.
Final statistics for the rest of the team numbers. 8 of 23 from three-point range were the Dukes. 8 of 23, including 3 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks just 4 of 11 from three-point range. Here's where the game really was decided, though. Dukes were 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 24 of 30. 18 more points, which I guess offsets the fact that if our numbers are right here, Jim, they had 20 more shots than Galesburg did tonight, right? 18 of 54 compared to 14 of 34, right?
Let's see. I had them 18 of 44. Did I
add
not
wrong?
Do my math right?
12,
no, you did it right.
29,
49.
39.
Yeah, 54. You're right. You're
so
right.
20 more shots is what they got than Galesburg did tonight. But, again, that difference made up at the free throw line. Silver Streaks got 23 more opportunities from the free throw line. Let's see. Yeah, so those are the team numbers. Individual scoring for York, 16 for Will Sullivan on the all-tournament team. Clyde Thermos finishes with 11, and David Cohn had 10. Mike Despinich had 8 tonight. Matt DeFrancesca had that late three-pointer for all of his points. Phil Ganser off the bench with 2, and nobody else for York scored tonight. Silver Streaks were led by a double-double from Brandon Thompson, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Chad Thompson had 14 points, also making the all-tournament team. He had 7 rebounds. Dalton Davis just missed double figures with 9. Ryan McElmurray had 5. Garrett Williams and Tremaine Carson each finished with 3. Streaks win at 56-50, their 12th consecutive victory, 18-3 on the season now, 1 win short of their total for all of last year. And Coach Mike Reynolds is starting to build a pretty impressive record here in Galesburg, as he is now 48-30 as a head coach for the Silver Streaks, and 15 of those losses came in the first year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know what he wants now is a few more conference wins. They've still got a chance in this conference, but they've got to run the table to be able to do it, and even then get some help by somebody else beating Rock Island. But I think they've got all the pieces in place. It's just a matter of on those Friday nights, can we get it done? And coming up this Friday, another one that ain't easy. Moline seems to be getting better. They beat UT the last time out, and
that's right.
And of course they beat us here earlier this season. You wonder how they got it done, but they're one of those teams too. You let them hang around, and they'll find a way to win.
All the Streaks' losses, all 3 of them have been at home to conference teams. Moline in the first game of the season in the Thanksgiving tournament, and then Rock Island and UT at home. So 2 more home games coming up and consecutive Friday nights for the Streaks, with Moline this Friday and Quincy next Friday. Got to take advantage of that to have a run in the conference. We'll take a break here on the post-game show. Streaks win at 56-50. When we come back, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll talk it over with the champion coach. Mike Reynolds will join us coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you're looking for a car, do you ever get the feeling that you're waiting on the salesperson rather than the salesperson waiting on you? At Bob Lindsay Cars, they know how important your time and money is, and that it's their job to earn your business. Their salespeople will give you straight answers to questions and fair prices on a great selection of quality cars, trucks, and vans. Find Bob Lindsay at 1687 North Henderson, just north of Arby's in Galesburg. Spend your time and money wisely at Bob Lindsay Cars. They look forward to waiting on you.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners. Rona Morrow of Galesburg winning $20. Mary Ponce of Galesburg $25. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg wins it tonight 56-50. Take a moment to remind you that we have Fighting Illini basketball for you coming up tomorrow here on WGIL. We've talked about the difficult schedule that the Silver Streaks girls are in the middle of. The boys are in the middle of a tough stretch as well. And how about the Fighting Illini taking on Michigan State tomorrow? We'll have it at 5:30 here on WGIL. Coach Mike Reynolds, the head coach of the champion Silver Streaks, joins us now. Let's turn things over to Jim Lee.
All right. Well, Coach, you ran across the upper balcony here to get to us, and I think you're the only one left in that locker room that had any energy to run. You guys were just about out of gas, but got it done at the line.
Well, we made enough winning plays. I mean, for a guy like Brandon Thompson to get 4 rebounds in a way in a row, I mean, geez, our defense were good the last 2 minutes. I thought we played extremely hard and extremely well, and we beat a very good team there. You know, I know they lost. I mean, you look at the record and you say, number 3 didn't play 4 of the games, you know. I mean, and Marion Catholic beat them without Sullivan, so that tells you how much their level drops when he's not there. And boy, he's a good player. And you know, I know he's waiting for something bigger than Tulane is what their coach said, and he may just get it. He can really play, and he's got that Division I type body. And our guys locked him up. I know we had some fouls early, but we certainly locked him up.
Well, you know, he had a nice compliment back there at the guard spot. That sophomore played pretty confidently, and then the Crow kid inside. These guys were tough.
Yeah, and you know, they They played hard, and they ran a lot of sets, and they did a lot of good things. You know, we're proud of our guys. You know, we like our team, you know, and I think when we were sitting 6-3, people were shaking their head on why, what was going on, and I think our competitiveness burned through. We just are, you know, we're tired of not playing well. I'm not saying that we're going to win every game. You know, we're just tired of not playing well, and you know, we played a lot better, and you know, when our team plays well, we got a chance to win, and I think you saw that Saturday night, and we played really well this morning. I think you saw that again against, you know, a high-level opponent.
You were down to, I think, one timeout even in the third quarter. Were you just trying to get some guys to rest or get things set offensively so the turnovers weren't mounting?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we had to get back in the flow and kind of lock arms together and calm ourselves down. And you know, we were able to do that. We didn't have to use that timeout, so I guess maybe they'll give us 6 Friday night.
You know, this game, you jump out to a 20-4 lead, and it looks like, oh, we're going to just blow these guys out. But over on the bench, you're shaking your head like, nah, you had a pretty good idea that wasn't over.
Well, I mean, UT was up, 8-10-0 on them earlier, and then all of a sudden they said, we don't like to lose either. So they're really competitive. They go out and hit you and bang you and fight you. It was a Big 6 game here tonight, you know, and I thought our guys, you know, when you have 4-16-point lead, a little easier to respond. But I thought we responded pretty well. We had to just continue to be aggressive. You know, in some of those plays, you look after one pass, we're just putting our head down and drop. But that's what we want them to do. If somebody's going to, you can't allow them to be that aggressive without penalty. You know, so I thought BT was able to drive the ball, and he made some nice passes there in the first half, distributed the second half. You know, he got fouled a number of times and made a lot of free throws.
You only had 3 field goals in the entire second half, living at the free throw line, and I guess a lot of that, they turned up their defensive pressure, made it awful tough for us.
Well, I think it's much like playing. You know, when we were at Danville, we used to play like Champaign Central and Centennial and Decatur MacArthur and Peoria Manual. Same kind of defense. You know, you get all up in you and dare you to drive because they know that we don't want to play off the first pass. But, I mean, if they're guarding you that tight, you have no choice but to go because you saw UT, and I know a lot of people weren't here this afternoon, but you saw UT, and they kept backing up. By the time they backed up, they were playing out the orange ball, and that's, you know, that's not a good spot either. So I thought our guys played extremely hard and fought through the pressure, and you know, we played basically 6 guys here. You know, I mean, they're tired, but I think that says a lot about their heart and their determination to get this trophy.
Because there were some other teams here at this tournament that weren't real deep either, but York went pretty deep on that bench, and I think that probably came into play.
Yeah, they played hard. Now, I thought they got tired at the end. I thought our guys, when they made their run in the third quarter, then the fourth quarter, our level went up, and theirs kind of went down. I think it was a game of runs that way, and you know, we're really tired. I'm tired. I know our coaches are tired. You know, people in the community badmouth this long Christmas break, but we haven't lost a game during it. So I don't know if we want to – I'm not sure we're going back to school tomorrow. We may take another week off. So hopefully the snow will come and Dr. Dennis will call it off.
Well, Tom Childs out there presenting the championship trophy, and you guys have hoisted hardware now twice in a couple, 3 weeks, and that's got to feel awful good.
Well, it's better than sending it home, I guess, with the free throw percentage. They said Warren would have won the tournament. So it'd have been tough to send it home to Warren after we played so well against them. But, you know, it is what it is, and 4 teams would have been 4-1, and we played awful well. I don't know that we can play any better than we have. I mean, maybe when we're fresh, we can do a few things different, but for the most part, we shared the ball as well as any team I've ever coached.
All right, you summed it up pretty well there. Congratulations to the team and the staff. A great tournament here, and like you said, this game prepares us well for Friday night because it probably won't be any less physical when Moline comes to town.
Oh, I couldn't remember who we played on Friday, so we'll have to start on that tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Silver Streaks win their 12th straight game. They're now 18-3 on the season, holding off the York Dukes 56-50. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get ready to enter the Mega Power Age. With Mega Millions and now Powerball, the Illinois Lottery offers life-changing jackpots 4 days a week. Mega Millions jackpots on Tuesdays and Fridays, and now Powerball jackpots on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mega Millions jackpots start at $12 million, so don't miss out. Prepare for life-changing jackpots and get your Mega Millions tickets today. Available at all Illinois Lottery retailers.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, I'm Rick Heath. Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center serves men, women, and children in Knox County who've been affected by domestic violence. They provide emergency shelter and assistance 24 hours a day. Their emergency hotline is 343-SAFE.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Catch Clark Howard, now right after Rush. Clark Howard, weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks prevail, holding off the Dukes of York High School out of Elmhurst, 56-50. They win the Martin Luther King Holiday Tournament here at Galesburg High School. Final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, Jim Lee. Guess better turn your mic back up. Huh? You don't have the wireless anymore.
Well, I think we've pretty well decided it, but you give me the honor of announcing it, so... It was interesting tonight because as this game was going along, we couldn't find a field goal. We're trying to stem the tide with York coming back so hard there in the third quarter when Chad Thompson stepped out there and hit that three-pointer from in front of the Silver Streaks bench. It went through both of our minds. That's probably your crunch time player of the game. Excuse me, if we win, because we just needed somebody to make a shot at that point, and he did. But as this thing went on, That's going to take runner-up, I think, tonight because of what Brandon Thompson was able to do in the fourth quarter. As time and time again, he was able to get fouled, go to the free throw line, and knock down all those free throws in a half where we only had three field goals. Brandon Thompson comes up with a bunch from the free throw line and, as Mike Reynolds told us, grabbed four straight rebounds on the defensive end on top of it, playing with what looked to be kind of a tweaked knee and different things. He battled his way through this one, and so I think BT, Brandon Thompson, has to get the crunch time player of the game tonight.
12 of 12 from the free throw line, 13 of 13 from the free throw line in the second half, 8 of 8 in the fourth quarter. And I still think about this one rebound he got down here after a miss. He came down with it, got knocked to the floor, lost the handle on it, and on the floor somehow with two other York players there. I still don't know how he got in there to get a hand on the rebound. And then Martino came over the back and fouled him. So those four straight defensive rebounds were part of the reason he was getting to the free throw line at the other end. And that was the one that he really came up kind of slowly after, but... went down and knocked him down right after that.
You know, another interesting point of this ball game tonight, too, we didn't get a chance to talk about it when it was happening, but when Chad Thompson came in here and went for a dunk, and he got his own rebound, I don't know that I've ever seen a guy miss a dunk and get his own rebound on it. That was very unusual.
Yeah it sure was. And thankfully, the missed dunk didn't come out to make any difference in the game. Streaks win it tonight 56-50, their 12th straight victory, and they're 18-3 on the season. Moline comes to town on Friday night, and another tough game coming up on Saturday night as well with the E-Rabs of Rockford East coming in, having lost only four games prior to today and playing very well under a former Rockford Boylan product from back in the 98 season. The Silver Streaks got tired of seeing Roy Sackmaster, and he's doing a nice job with Rockford East. He'll have an athletic team in here on Saturday night to challenge the Silver Streaks. But in the meantime, they enjoy the Martin Luther King Tournament Championship with a 56-50 win over the Dukes of York High School. Our thanks to Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School boys basketball tonight. On behalf of Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll see you back here at John Thiel Gymnasium Friday night with the Moline Maroons in town. Good night.